Hey, when we left you, in fact, it was last Thursday, Mayor Dobies had just announced he was not running for re-election, and he promoted Daniel Mahoney, promoted that name to possibly run, and now Mahoney is running. But that game plan is working well, Derek.
Hey, I got to say, I think he made the right decision. You know, it's a tough job. I think he's more than qualified, and he's been a leader over at the county speaking on behalf of about half of the city anyways. And, you know, I look at the future of our city, and I think it'd be in good hands with Daniel kind of at the helm, and I think it'd bring a really fresh perspective to city government.
Dan Mahoney, by the way, will join us in 1 hour here. And he,
sorry, I'll call back in then and grill him.
feel free. Glad to have you. Glad to have you. What has been the reaction to your announcement?
I'm blessed. I feel like I've had a lot of people reach out to me and got a lot of pats on the back, and it's been encouraging. You know, some people have encouraged me to get back into public service and take a look at some other opportunities. But, you know, for right now, and in fact, former mayor Jason Smith reached out to me, and we were texting with each other, and he kind of said, well, what's next? What's the next step for you? And I said, I'm going to be power washing my deck and drinking a beer. So, take some time off to kind of reset and enjoy. I do enjoy politics, and I enjoy as we kind of talked about. You know, I'll be helping Daniel, and he's got my full support, and I like engaging in the political process. But I am finding that I love encouraging others to engage in the political process and public policy making, because, you know, we can have an impact. I think that we've showed that when, you know, just ordinary citizens kind of step up, you can have an impact in the future of a city and change the direction of the city. And we've made an incredible amount of changes over the past 10 years. And I think that there's an incredible amount of opportunity for what we can do over the next decade.
Well, I talk to political hacks every now and again, and the general thinking is, hey, Derek's not going to do this unless he's got something planned or something up his sleeve. Now, I'm sure you're hearing that.
Oh, certainly. Certainly I've heard that. But, you know, I'm not the conventional political person, I guess. You know, I do think that, you know, I think that I take a lot more risks than what you would, I guess, classify as your politician that is always mindful of their reelection opportunities and weighs every decision is in terms of whether it's going to hurt their reelection chances. I mean, you know, I'm not that, you know, I've taken big risks, stood my ground where I thought that we needed to make a firm statement. You know, I got recalled over the non-discrimination ordinance, and took a risk running for mayor and kind of putting all my eggs in that basket. And in fact, between my this will be won't be the first time in the last decade that I've technically stepped away from public service. In between my recall and being sworn in as mayor, I was technically off of council for a month when Colleen Sullivan was sworn in to replace me. So, I had a brief stint of private citizenship, but you know, I'd like that, and I value that. That's just kind of out of maverick or whatever you want to call it. I like that kind of ability to be bold, and you know, if there's political repercussions for that, so be it. But you know, I only got a limited amount of time on this earth to make a difference, and I'm going to do whatever I can to effectuate that, regardless of whatever the political consequences are.
Well, let me go here. You are friends with the governor and certainly the lieutenant governor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't heard from them yet, but.
Oh, you haven't?
Okay. No text messages, so I'll
okay.
have to. Maybe they haven't heard yet. I mean, I'm sure they've been busy with COVID, just like everybody else.
Well, sure.
But, you know, yeah. I have no intention of going to a job with the state, in state government. You know, I think that there's a lot of capable people already working up there, and I have had the pleasure of interacting with a lot of them, and I don't think that's in my trajectory as of right now either. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've continued to work for the Michigan AFL-CIO. It's a large federation of working folks, and I'm going to continue to do that and continue to support my hometown and continue to find ways to help put Jackson on the map.
Well, let me get one of our standards out of the way. Has Dana called yet?
No, Dana, Governor Whitmer, Garland haven't called me yet. No.
Okay. the new ethics committee. I think they met for the first time last night, right?
The what?
The ethics committee.
For the city.
Yeah.
So we did pass the made the ethics the opinion on the conflicts of interest public. I know that the city manager is working on revising the ethics ordinance, making it a bit more poignant and straightforward, so that we don't get into problems like we had about, I think, there being some discrepancy on council in terms of how it's interpreted. But I think that's, as I talk with the city manager, I think some of those changes are going to be coming in front of us here in the next couple of meetings. We have had a lot of other committees that were previously formed have their first meeting just in the past week. The MLK Corridor Authority met last Friday, and they're going to be working on.
What's the committee headed up by John Willis?
That's the MLK Corridor Authority.
Okay.
And then there's a Racial Equity Commission.
That's it.
Yep, the Equity Commission, yeah. So they just met yesterday. Last night around like 4 o'clock.
Right.
They met, elected some new leadership and are gonna, you know, get to work on what we can do to continue to build a more racially equitable city, review our internal policies, and kind of get a game plan together through formulating a strategic plan. And there's some good examples out there. As you know, we were the first city in the state to pass and create a racial equity commission. And, you know, we did that after kind of some of the discussions that we had in the community with preceding the George Floyd protests. And we not only did that, but created the Department of Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and welcomed John Willis as the chief equity officer. So we've made a lot of progress there, and I'm excited to have that commission get to work.
So, and I believe Dan Mahoney is on that, isn't he?
Yep, Dan Mahoney's on that. He's also on the MLK Corridor Improvement Authority. You know, I think that he got appointed to those well before I made a decision to not run. So I would assume that if he were elected, he might, you know, continue to have some interest in staying on there. Before I was first elected to council, I served on the Human Relations Commission. So, and then subsequently turned around and continued to serve as a council member, helping to be a liaison between that commission and the council. So I'd imagine that he might do something similar if elected, but those are I think going to be incredibly impactful boards for the South Side, for that MLK corridor, and for communities that we have here in Jackson that haven't kind of seen the progress that we see in other areas of the city. And I think that those are going to be incredibly impactful and important to what we do over the next decade to continue the progress.
So if someone is pondering running for mayor, the time is thin right now. You got, what, about 10 days?
The time is now. Yep, there's, I believe from the article that I read that Councilwoman Robinson, First Ward, Vice Mayor Robinson, is running for her old city council seat in the First Ward on the city south side. I believe Jeremy Alexander announced that he's not running for mayor and going to run for his ward seat, and Karen Bunnell is planning on running for her seat. And then I had heard a couple of, Daniel, I think, has formally announced. I heard some other rumblings of some names of people that I think are exploring, and people can pick up petitions down at City Hall. For City Council, you need 50 signatures, and for mayor, you need 100 signatures of valid residents. So not a high threshold to get your name on the ballot and put your platform out there and you know, see what you can do to best serve the residents of the city of Jackson.
Well, refresh our memory now. If the other council members that aren't up for re-election, if they decided to run, would they keep? Could they keep their seat?
Yeah. So, and that's happened in the past. But the second, fourth, and sixth wards are not up. I don't anticipate. Based on some of my conversations, I don't think that any of the council members from those seats would be interested in running. But you know, there's still time, and there's still time for them to weigh it over and make some decisions for themselves.
Very good. Anything else going on? Any breaking news?
No.
Nothing.
No breaking news for you today. Nope. I'm just a.
Oh, you're a dud.
Well, I would say the biggest breaking news that we've had this week is obviously with COVID, with people 16 and older being able to get a vaccine. So I would encourage in my last few minutes here, everybody to get vaccinated, get your friends, neighbors, coworkers vaccinated, encourage them to do so, so that we can continue to break the back of the pandemic that continues to spike and surge. And, you know, that's what we need to do as responsible citizens to help ensure the public health and get us back to some degree of normalcy.
Jackson Mayor Derek Dobies. Thanks, Derek.
Hey, thanks, Craig.
Take care.